B-Pod Studios.
We have the greatest expert in this great nation at fantasy, Mr. Eric Carabell. He is brought to us by who, Natalie?
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
All right, Eric, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Now, before we get to all the questions, and there are a lot of them, the Eagles, they find a way to win. You've been pretty good at calling the Eagles games all year, I have to admit. What do you think about Sunday against Washington?
I think another ugly win, but in regulation time. I think if you want to go with Carson Wentz this week, it's a little risky. You know, Washington's actually played pretty well defensively in the past couple weeks here. There's still no weapons, unless you really want to count the new guy, what is his name, Robert Davis. So you play Zach Ertz. I think Miles Sanders is a strong flex. I think Wentz is outside my top 10 quarterbacks. I think he can do better this week. Nobody on Washington is worth playing at all. That means especially Adrian Peterson, they're not going to be able to run the ball. But Eagles, it's like a 20-10 ugly win.
All right, fair enough. Well, let's start with questions on the phone. A lot of people are worried about these playoff matchups. Steve in Phoenixville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Eric Carabell.
Yeah, I have Jared Cook. So do you think I try to roll with him and see and start Josh Hill if he doesn't play, or would you start Dallas Goedert? Or Ian Thomas out there?
I don't think Goddard is a reasonable play in week 15 of a season. I think you know, obviously they're playing on Monday, New Orleans. So you won't know this until Monday at 5 o'clock. So as long as you have Josh Hill, I would probably go with the New Orleans tight end instead.
All right, let's go to Kenny. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Eric Carabell.
Hey, this is Kenny. Let's quick question. I got Breeze or Garoppolo, and then for my running back, I need to either start Philip Lindsay or Mozart. And for my third receiver, it's either Adam Thielen or Cobb.
I'm not sure if Thielen plays. You know, I mean, he's practicing a little bit, but I don't know why they would force him into action this week. They're a playoff team. So I think you need to do better than Cobb as your backup in case Thielen sits out at quarterback. I've got Breeze in my top five this week. I think he's an excellent play, a better play than Garoppolo is. And when it comes to Lindsay versus Mostert, I think Lindsay's a play every week for Denver. So I would use him over Mostert.
All right, I got another question right in front of me. This is from NBC Sports Philadelphia producer Booney. He has Baker Mayfield at the Cardinals or Jared Goff at the Cowboys.
Yeah, we all want to believe that Goff's going to have a huge game. And Goff did look pretty good last week, but it's still not a great matchup for him. I think Baker Mayfield has the better matchup. I don't really want to trust either of them this week, but Mayfield should be able to have more success. I mean, Goff is just all or nothing. If you want to take that chance, Baker should get himself 15 points.
And then Zach Pascal at the Saints, Darius Slayton versus the Dolphins, or Tyler Boyd versus the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I Tyler Boyd's obviously the best option normally, but the Patriots are a little bit different defensively. They take away your top options, and I expect they will with Tyler Boyd. With Pascal, you know, that's another tough matchup there. I don't really want to play Eli Manning. I'll make that quite clear. Right. But I do think that Slayton's a pretty good option against Miami, no matter who the quarterback is.
All right, Paul has one right here. He said he just lost Mike Evans and DJ Clark. Do I play Emmanuel Sanders or risk it with Justin Watson? It's a PPR.
Justin Watson? No. I think Sanders is a hit or miss option. And last week he was a hit, even threw a touchdown pass. I think Sanders is fine. He's among my top 35 receivers, but he's not a guy you really want to count on right now.
All right, Brendan Casey right here says, big decision, playoff semifinals, Kareem Hunt or Melvin Gordon as a flex PPR, please help.
I think it's Gordon, and certainly there's more upside there. Hunt's been a pretty good provider of fantasy points in PPR since he came back, but it's like in the 10 to 15 range. I mean, Gordon offers upside for bigger numbers and touchdowns, so I still think Gordon is a better play.
All right, Mike has help. He needs to pick three PPR league, John Brown, Sterling Shepard, Golden Tate, Zach Pascal, Robbie Anderson, and Pat Laird. He needs three of those.
My goodness, that is a hit or miss option there. I mean, John Brown's done nothing the last couple of weeks, but that's not predictive at all. So I think John Brown is the first guy I'm taking here, and I think Pascal's probably second. With Laird, they just can't run. But even him getting three or four catches is probably better than the other guys. You never know about touchdowns. but I'm going with volume here. I'd go Brown. I'd go Pascal. I'd go Laird.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
Somebody's asking, would Boston Scott be worth picking up at all?
No. Well, I mean, I need to see another week of them actually relying on him, but I don't think so. I don't think Jordan Howard's playing this week, by the way. I don't know if he's playing again.
Yeah, that's scary.
But I think Miles Sanders is going to be the starter, and even though Boston Scott looked better in the second half on Monday, I don't see any indication that they will use Boston Scott over Miles Sanders.
Who should he start, Julio Jones or Devontae Parker?
I don't think Parker's playing. He's in concussion protocol, and you won't know about Parker until, like, Friday night. But even if he plays, how could you sit Julio Jones for him? I understand. I mean, I understand Julio has to play San Francisco, but no, I don't sit Julio Jones. I would make sure you have another option here because I don't think Devontae Parker's playing this week.
All right. Colin said he needs to play two of these four, DJ Clark, Cooper Kupp, Marcus Johnson, Johnson or Breshad Perriman.
Man, I really can't trust Marcus Johnson or Perriman at all. I think you need to do better at the playoffs. Cooper Kupp comes first here. DJ Chark, if he plays, I mean, he's Jacksonville's top wide receiver, but there's no guarantee he plays again this season. And I don't want to rely on those other two guys, especially Indianapolis at New Orleans. So to me, Kupp's an obvious. You need to get another receiver off free agency here.
All right, now, it's the playoffs now. Yeah. Well, actually, before I ask this question, let's go. He's on the phone. Jerry in Mount Airy. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Eric Carabell.
Hey, what's up, man? Number one seed. I've been rolling with Stafford. He's been out. So I have Brady starting, but I need a choice. Brady, Manning, Minshew, Fitzpatrick, Mayfield. I don't know. I'm so lost.
Yeah, I mean, I go week to week there, and this week, obviously, Brady's matchup is excellent against Cincinnati. Doesn't matter that it's on the road. So Brady's the option this week, but I'd keep my options open for next week. I don't remember off the top of my head. I know New England does not have an easier matchup in week 16. So I go week to week here. That's what I do in the playoffs. I don't really like Minshew's fate. There's too much this week. So to me, and I'm not ever trusting Eli Manning anymore. Brady this week, call me next week.
There you go. And last one from Jeff Hood. He says, Mostert or Devin Singletary for the flex spot?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, obviously, Singletary should be a guy getting 100-yard rushing per game, but they don't use him that way, and Pittsburgh stops the run. So I think Mostert in an easy matchup is probably the play here. Tevin Coleman is out. You don't want to use him anymore. So, yeah, here I would use Raheem Mostert.
Actually, I got one more. I don't want anybody to get locked out because everybody's looking for it. A lot of people are looking for help. Jim,
yeah, sure.
You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. With
hey, guys.
With
quick ones here. Quarterback Prescott or Rodgers and 2 of 4, Mostert, Chubb, Carson, or Jones?
And Aaron Chubb, man, you got guys that you really can't sit. Chubb and Carson would be my first two running backs off the board here, barely edging out Aaron Jones. And if it comes down to Dak or Rodgers, I think Rodgers is the play. I mean, Dak has played well. But, I mean, Rodgers, I actually think he's going to have some little bit of success here against the Bears at home. It's a home game, so I would go with him.
Thank you.
All right, and the real last one from Pat right here. Jackson or Winston, Lamar Jackson or Winston this week?
It's never going to be Winston. I mean, he's throwing interceptions as we speak. It's Lamar Jackson. It's tonight. I understand it's a short week for him. But, again, all it takes, 40 or 50 rushing yards, that's like 50 passing yards right there. So you want to take Lamar Jackson every week. He's going to play tonight. He's going to do it all in the first three quarters. He'll be great.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much. The fastest 10 minutes in the world. I don't know how you do it each and every week, but we appreciate it, Eric Carabell, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You got it. Good luck, go Eagles.